Here we are, latest Manchester United headlines. I'm Tom Helm. We'll start with the news that Barcelona are reportedly the latest club to show an interest in Manchester United defender Eric Bailly. The Ivorian has found playing time tough to come by this season after the summer signing of Raphael Varane. According to reports, Xavi is looking to add the central defender to his squad, while United are potentially looking to recoup some of the £30 million they spent on Bailly back in 2016. Meanwhile, United reportedly eyeing a move for Championship goalkeeper Sam Johnstone. They're trying to, of course, get a deal done to bring him back to Old Trafford, with Dean Henderson's future still up in the air. They believe a solid backup is a key component to their future. Into other news then, Manchester United are urging as many fans as possible to support their under-19 side that they face Borussia Dortmund in the Youth League on Tuesday night. United have been drawn at home to take on the German side their last 16 tie, and no big performance will be required if they are to beat one of Europe's best youth teams. The match will take place at Lee Sports Village on Tuesday, with tickets free to any supporters who wish to come along and back the club's next generation of hopefuls. United had hoped to host the fixture at Old Trafford, but have been unable to secure the venue for the fixture. There's still any possible quarter-final fixture could take place there. Club officials have switched back the kickoff time to 8 p.m. rather than the afternoon to make it feel more like a Champions League night. Manager Neil Wood is hoping as many fans as possible attend the fixture. Elsewhere, into other news, and Bruno Fernandes has spoken about the club's top four chances after the 0-0 draw with Watford. He said, "I said it many times, we drop points to the third position, that is the point for us. We're one step closer to them," he told MUTV. "Now it's not the time to start thinking how many we should have or how many points we will have at the end. We just need to continue to look to the next game," he said. That's all then for the latest headlines. We'll have more news later.